الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم على آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise him, we seek help from him, we ask forgiveness from him, we repent to him, we seek refuge in him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, your blessing be upon your servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and all his companions. So still in the series of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, life and ethics. And today, inshallah, we're going to address the warning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned the immigrant, the Muslims in Mecca who did not immigrate to the Prophet. And also, we're going to talk about first about the promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the Meccans, the Muslims from Mecca who immigrated with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So promise for them who migrated, and warning for those who did not immigrate. So the Muslims who immigrated from Mecca to Medina, they left their wealth, their land, even their families. They were even separated from between their wives and their children. An example of that was Abu Salama, when he and his wife and his child wanted to immigrate. But the disbelievers stood for him and they told him, you cannot take your wife and child. And he left. And his wife kept on crying for a year to follow her husband until after all this time, they agreed for her to immigrate with her child to her husband. Their wills. An example of that was Abu Suhayb Surumi, when he came to Mecca with nothing. He accumulated lots of wealth and he wanted to immigrate with his wealth, but they took everything from him and even took his horse, and they asked him to go alone just as he came. Other examples. But for those Muslims who left Mecca to Medina for the sake of Allah, immigrating with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, giving up everything, leaving all their wealth and their land and all their belongings for the sake of establishing the new state of Islam, to spread the message of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them with sa'at al-rizq lahum fi dunya. So he promised them that with all their patience, they're going to have provision in this life, even with their patience. And even some of these immigrants who left Mecca to Medina later reported that some of them had even 50,000 horses as at one point. And look at Abdurrahman ibn Auf also, he immigrated with nothing, but as soon as he arrived to the Medina, he asked his brother in Medina to show him the market. So it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the wealth for them afterwards. And in the Quran al-Kareem, in Surah An-Nisa, verse 8, 100, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يهاجر في سبيل الله يجد في الأرض مراغما كثيرا وسعة ومن يخرج من بيته مهاجرا إلى الله ورسوله ثم يدركه الموت قد وقع أجره على الله وكان الله غفورا غفورا رحيما. Whoever will immigrate for the sake of Allah is going to find wide and wealth along his way, and also he's for the sake of Allah and for the Prophet. And if he die, his reward will be for Allah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful and the most forgiving. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Muslims in Medina to receive these Muslims from Mecca with a lot of welcoming. They welcomed them, they shared everything with them. And this never happened in the history, for someone just to come, they share everything. They share their houses, they share their wealth, even one of them offered to divorce his wife, his second wife, for his brother from Mecca to marry her. And even he asked him to choose, that was Abdurrahman ibn Auf. But the brother from Mecca told him, God bless you with your wife, God bless you with your family and your wealth, just show me the market. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have this Muslim from Medina to welcome the Muslim from Mecca, that's the reward for the Muslim from Mecca with their patience, with their sacrifice to be received that well in Medina. للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون. They are truthful, they are faithful. So and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this Ansar, the helpers, even the helpers in Medina, they did not have much, but still whatever they have they share. Even the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe some of them and even narrated, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the story that someone from Medina who offered, he went to his wife and asked, what kind of food you have? She just had the food for the children. He said to her, just to keep the children busy until we because we have a guest. And he gave the food for the children to the guest, and the wife kept on doing something for the children until the children slept. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told that to the Prophet, and the Prophet and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive that Muslim from Medina for what he has done. And in Surah Al-Hashr, verse 9, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described those Muslims in Medina that they love their brothers from Mecca, and they give them all what they have for the sake of Allah. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. Even they need it, if they need it, but still they give what they have for those Muslims, and they are the winners. These Muslims from Medina, they won. So they won this business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since they give all what they have for the Muslims from Mecca and even shared with them. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the migrants from Mecca that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to forgive their sins. تَكْفِيرُ سَيَّأَتِهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةُ ذُنُوبِهِمْ. Because what they have done for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعَ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنْكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى بَعْضُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْضٍ فَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا أخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيلي وقاتلوا وقتلوا لأكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم وليدخلنهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ثوابا من عند الله والله عنده حسن الثواب. So ولأكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم. Allah سبحانه وتعالى will forgive their sins. وليدخلنهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. Allah سبحانه وتعالى will take them to the paradise with all the rivers and all the blessings in the paradise. That's good rewards for them for what they have done. And also ارتفاع منزلتهم وعظمة درجتهم عند ربهم. Their rank with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is high. These Muslims who left everything for the sake of Allah, that's doing business with Allah. When you do business with Allah, the result will be winning. So one of this winning point is their ranks is high with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they immigrated. الذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم أعظم درجة عند الله وأولئك هم الفائزون. أولئك هم الفائزون. Those who are winning, they won this. An example of that, Amr ibn al-As, when he migrated from Mecca to Medina, he came to the Prophet and he extended his hand, asked the Prophet to accept his Islam, but then he took it back, and the Prophet told him, what happened to you, Amr? He said, I have conditions. So what's your condition? He said, my condition is that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive my previous sins. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, don't you know that when you immigrate from Mecca to Medina, for your sake of Allah, all your previous sin will be forgiven. And also when you accept Islam, before that all your sins will be forgiven. Even when you make Hajj, all your sins will be forgiven. And that's exactly what's going to happen. So Amr ibn al-As, remember that when he was dying and he was crying, and his son was telling him, why you cry, and Prophet of Allah promised you with all kind of promises. He said, I cry because if I have died before I become Muslim, I will be going to the hellfire. But I remember, he remembered that he was hating the Prophet, just that no one like before. And when he became Muslim, he loved the Prophet like nobody else loved him. So he was remembering all his life and remembering that. And this is one example of somebody dying. Someone should remind him with the goodwill of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and remind him with the goodness that waiting for him instead of warning him. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised this Muslim from migrated from Mecca to Medina that they're going to have the paradise and to stay in it forever. What better than that? To stay استحقاقهم بالجنة والخلود فيها. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سورة التوبة 20 and 22. الذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم أعظم درجة عند الله وأولئك هم الفائزون. يبشرهم ربهم برحمة منه ورضوان وجنات لهم فيها نعيم مقيم خالدين فيها أبدا إن الله عنده أجر عظيم. This is the reward. يبشرهم ربهم برحمة منه ورضوان. Mercy and the paradise that we're going to stay in it forever. That's the reward. They're going to stay in it forever, and Allah has even أجر عظيم, more rewards that you're going to have in the paradise by even seeing Allah, seeing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the paradise. And that is the best, the ultimate goal of any Muslims to have. Just the reward of seeing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that better than anything else, even better than being in the paradise itself. So, وَعَنْدَ اللَّهِ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ورضوان من الله أكبر ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. This is the great winning for the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have the paradise for the Muslims who that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him for their sacrifice, and for them to give up all their wealth, to give up all what they have for the sake of spreading the message of Allah. Also another reward, الفوز العظيم ورضوان الله عليهم. The great winning, and also for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be satisfied with them. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be satisfied with you, this means that He's with you all the time. He was protecting you. And not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing that these Muslims, that they are satisfied with Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala satisfied with them. So what's great reward for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be satisfied with the Muslims? الذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم أعظم درجة عند الله أولئك هم الفائزون. That's the great winning. And also وعد الله المؤمنين والمؤمنات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ورضوان من الله أكبر ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. But this is the great reward, the great winning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to the Muslims who migrated and left everything for the sake of Allah. Now we'll come down to the warning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned the Muslims who did not immigrate from Medina, from Mecca to Medina. For several reasons, some Muslims did not immigrate. They stayed in Mecca because of being weak, or they were afraid of what's going to happen to their families or to their land, to their wealth. So they are Muslims, but they're going to stay in Mecca. So, and that was when it happened the first the Ma'arakat Badr, when they were, the disbelievers, since the disbelievers didn't know that they are Muslim, they are just Muslim between themselves, but they did not declare that. So the disbelievers forced them to come out to fight the Muslims. So Muslims fighting Muslims. Okay, now when these Muslims that came from Mecca to fight the other Muslims, out of their, because they are weak, they cannot even control themselves, they cannot control their destiny, so they were forced to go and fight against the Muslims. And when the, in this first Badr, the angels was fighting with the Muslims, with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was fighting, was killing the disbelievers, was killing the on the other side. And when these Muslims that who was killed on the other side, now here it's in Surah An-Nisa, verse 97, say, إن الذين توفاهم الملائكة الظالمي أنفسهم قالوا فيما كنتم قالوا كنا مستضعفين في الأرض قالوا ألم تكن أرض الله واسعة فتهاجروا فيها فأولئك هم مأواهم جهنم وساءت مصيرا. They lost everything. When the angels was they killed them, they called, what happened to you, why you are here, you are Muslims, why? They said that we were weak, we cannot do anything. For us, we are not control of our affairs. And then the angel will tell him, wouldn't the land was white for you to immigrate and to leave this? Because they prefer to stay in Mecca for worldly reasons, to take care of their land, they don't know what to do, or they thought that it's going to be here for them, and that they did not know what to do. But they did not take a decision. Their belief was not strong enough for them to take the decision to give up all what they have for the sake of reaching the Prophet in Medina. So when they was killed, when they died, then they went to the hellfire. Then when this verse arrived to Mecca, and some of the Muslims who stayed in Mecca heard that verse, some of them quickly, even they did not stay one night. They asked, like an old man, sick and weak, he told his children to carry him from Mecca to Medina. He did not want to stay one night. He wanted to go to Medina because he doesn't want to be among these Muslims that who was killed and he will die not Muslim. And so and along the way, before he arrived in Medina, he died. When he died, his name was Damrah ibn Jundub. When he died, before he died, he clammed in his hands and says, "Oh Allah, this I promise you that I am with the Prophet," and even he clammed his hand again and he says, "This, oh Prophet Muhammad, I promise I am with you." So he just pretended that he thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his effort for him to try to reach Medina before he died, but he died before he reached it, and the Muslims in Medina, they wished that this Muslim Jundub could have reached the Medina, Damr ibn Jundub, but the verse came in the Quran, إلا المستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان لا يستطيعون حيلة ولا يهتدون سبيلا فأولئك عسى الله أن يعفو عنهم وكان الله عفوا غفورا. Now, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say asa in the Quran, this means it's going to happen. And say asa Allah an yafu anhum, this means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. But if you say ya light, this means that although in English the translation could be almost the same, ya light or asa, it means hoping, but you can meet ya light in Arabic, that will never happen. Ya light, when the disbeliever will say ya laytani kuntu turaba, I wish that I could have dust. But this will, of course, will never happen. But when in Quran Kareem, the word asa means that the forgiveness will happen, and that's what the believers in Medina were satisfied with this, that with the intention of such Muslims trying to come to Medina before they died was accomplished. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Now the Muslims in Medina, when they arrived, they left environment that they lived their all their life with all what they know what to do in business or whatever type of work they do. But they come into a new environment, like when someone immigrates from a place to place and they trying to find out what you're going to do. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it easy for them to get the Muslims from Mecca and Muslim Medina to get engaged with each other and to get closer to each other by made them brothers from Mecca, one brother from Medina together. And that was not just to words, it was in actions, brothers in actions. These brothers in Mecca and Medina, they have rights on each other to the extent that they could inherit them, to the extent that they have, it's a strong brotherhood. And as I mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this was rewarding the Muslim from Mecca to have this from Muslim Medina as a reward for them. And the Muslim from Medina was receiving the Muslim from Mecca was all welcoming, was all intention to help and to stand with them, especially in the beginning until everybody will find their way of how to earn their living. So and of course, the word of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it easy for everybody when he put like conduct of laws and ethics and behaviors for everyone. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, the companions of the Prophet was just waiting to receive the words from the Prophet and to apply it immediately, either by hearing the Quran or by hearing the Prophet was said. Whatever the Prophet, they know that whatever the Prophet say is from Allah, it's not from himself. So whatever, even if they have any doubt, they ask him. But whatever the Prophet say will be applied immediately. When the order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran for to stop drinking any wine, although it came gradually, when that order came clear, they said that the streets of Medina was full of wine, and in the street everybody took his jars and his whatever they stored the wine and beer in, and they throw it in the streets, obeying the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when this happened. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling the Muslims in Medina in things like like morals and behaviors, how to treat each other, all about morals, all about how to help each other, is to feed each other. When you say tut'amu ta'am, this means that, as I mentioned an example, even if they have food for themselves or children, they will prefer to give it to their guests. And the antuqri' salam, look at Muslims around the world now. So they meet each other, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That's something that when you see even Muslims that you know or you don't know, you say this is wa tuqru salam. When you know that Prophet Muhammad said tuqru salam, that you know that you're going to get reward when you say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So tut'amu ta'am wa tuqru salam, for whom you know and whom you don't know. So this is how the Prophet was educating them. And also, when the Abdullah ibn Salam said, who was a Jew first, and he came, he met the Prophet and he saw in his face that he is not a liar. The Prophet was not a liar. This is what Abdullah ibn Salam said. And when he said, "Afshu salam wa ta'amu ta'am wa sallu arham wa sallu bil layl wa nasi niyam, tadkhulu al jannat bi salam." Look how beautiful this. So, "Afshu salam," say salam to everybody. "Ata'amu ta'am," feed the food to everybody. "Wa sallu arham," stay in touch with your relatives and your family members, and pray at night while the people sleep. Pray at night while the people sleep. تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ بِسَلَامٍ. Here you're going to enter the paradise with peace. So all this, أَطْعِمُوا الطَّعَامُ وَصَلُوا الْأَرْحَامُ وَصَلُوا بِالْلَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسِ نِيَامٍ تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ بِسَلَامٍ. The word is the paradise. And also we used to say, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ جَارُ وَبَوَئِقُهُ. Even educated them how to treat the neighbors. treating the neighbors is like treating yourself. Even you would, when you say if you have food, and you should give your neighbors some. If you don't, you should not hurt your neighbors in any way, because your neighbors is like has a right on you. And to the extent that the Prophet Muhammad said that he when he kept hearing the angel Jibreel to give him words about the neighbor, he thought that that is going to eventually happen, that the neighbors will inherit you. But this was how much angel Jibreel was telling the Prophet about how important the rights of the laborers and how should be conducted to reach that point. Now, and also, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب الأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. And you cannot, your belief, your iman will not be completed until you love to your brothers and as you love to yourself. So, and also, المؤمن المؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضهم بعضا. The believer to the other believer is like in one building. They help each other, and so on. Something, رحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم في السماء. Be mercy to each other in this earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the paradise will be mercy on you. So and all this kind of morals and ethics that the Prophet was telling the people, that the Prophet's life was an open book. 23 years, every word that the Prophet said is for everybody, even his private life. Even in everything what he said, what he did, it was open book for everybody, and no one in history has his life scrutinized and known to the public more than the Prophet's life. So with this kind of morals, so this community and society in Medina was the foundation that the state of Islam started to be established, to reach the point that's going to move out to breach Islam, not only for themselves and for neighbors, no, for outside the tribes, and not only that, for outside even neighboring countries too. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. و الله help us to purify ourselves in body, mind, heart and spirit. O Allah, do not let our hearts deviate from truth now that we have been guided, but grant us mercy from your very presence, for you are the grantor of bounties without measure. My Lord, help me to perfect my prayer and of my descendants. Our Lord, accept this prayer. My Lord, forgive me and my parents and all believers until the day of resurrection. Glory to Allah, Lord of Majesty and Honor, and peace be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family and all his companions. Praise to Allah, Lord of creation. Qul qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa aqimus salah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayo listen.